It's an iconic image of Switzerland, herds of cows grazing in the mountains with huge bells around their necks. Farmers have been putting them on the cows for 200 years so that they can identify them and find them when they roam. Quite how much fun it is for the cow to have a great big bell around its neck, however, has not been a matter of great concern until now.
Farmer is showing off his pride and joy, a huge collection of cowbells.
They're all traditional, they're about 200 years old, yes. We always use them still, and they make music all together.
Can you ring one for me?
Sure. That's the normal big one.
There are large bells for the annual procession up to the high meadows, and smaller ones for every day.
Up here in the mountain farming, it's practical. I hear if some cow get lost. You can go for days through the forest.
Environmental health regulations are that nothing louder than 85 decibels is allowed. Cowbells are quite clearly at least twice as loud as that.
Cows wearing bells eat less and sleep less, but her suggestion that bells be abandoned in favour of GPS technology and cows with electronic chips has provoked doubt not just from farmers.
My name is Roger.
Bellmaker Roger takes enormous pride in his job. Each bell is individually cast from moulds made of sand, with intricate decorations of escapes, flowers, and of course cows. No two bells are the same.
Every bell sounds a little bit different. That's a deep one. Mm-hmm. And the sound comes from the shape and also the thickness of the wall of the bell. And the high one, the farmer hears which bell is ringing, so he can say, Susan is alright and Eileen has a problem. That's a big advantage instead of a GPS.
But for animal rights groups, alarm bells are ringing.
For us as an animal welfare organization, we cannot accept the arguments that the cowbells belong to the image of Switzerland or look beautiful on the animals.